Well, good morning, and thank you all for being here. Before, I want to introduce our speaker this morning because I'm not preaching. Today we have Pastor Emmy, and he is from Romania. And basically, as long as I've been coming to Faith Bible Church, over a decade, we've been partnering with Emmy in Romania to spread the gospel. And so we've taken, I don't know how many trips and how many people to Romania to share the word of God over there. And then often when Emmy comes to America, we have the privilege of having him come and speak to us. And I would just say that a lot of pastors I know, none do I admire and appreciate more than Pastor Emmy. He loves Jesus, and he's a good man and a fantastic preacher. And so I'm really thankful and honored for him to be with us today. And so, Emmy, I just want to invite you to go ahead and come and share the word.
Jesus Christ is the Lord. Amen. Hallowed be his name. We are here to praise him, and I'm very glad to can serve him by serving you. Thank Pastor Dan for your introduction. Thank you for your kind words about me. I'm not that fantastic. I know that, and especially today, I'll do my best, but I wasn't out of Romania for more than three years now. I didn't practice my language. And I saw the first service that is hard for me to express in English. I'll do my best. But if I make mistakes, please forgive me. And accept what I tell you as coming from my heart. I'm very glad to be here. I have my part of my family in this church. And this is something special for me. Every time when I come here to spend some time with my sister and my brother and with all the friends. And I have to thank you to Pastor Dan, to the leadership of the church, to everyone in this church for all the help you gave us by coming to visit us, by sending funds for our youth camps. We are trying to raise a generation for God, and you are part of it. So thank you very much. We appreciate. Pastor Dan said many people came to visit us, and there are many, but if you ask me, are not enough. Okay? So if God puts on your heart to come to visit us, doesn't matter what kind of ministry you can do. We have a lot of ministries. We have involvement anywhere. And we will be glad to share our ministry with you. Also, in the same time, I'm here, and it's an honor for me. I thank the leadership of the church. They allow me to speak to you. And I want to every one of you be challenged and encouraged in this morning. Well, in the presence of the Holy Spirit and the Holy Word of God, and I pray that God will use my gift to speak to your hearts and help us be better servants of him. Every one of us can go home better servants of God than as we came here. So if you want to do this, try to not follow, not see my mistakes, but try to be open in your heart to the book of John. In this morning, let's open the Bible at book of book of Jonah, chapter 3. I will read from verse 1 to 4, but because God spoke to my heart in the last year through whole book, I will use all whole book in what I have to tell you. So book of Jonah, chapter 3, the word of the Lord, from verse 1. Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time, saying, "Arise, go to Nineveh, the great city, and preach to it the message that I tell you. So Jonah arose and went to Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceedingly great city, a three-day journey in extent. And Jonah began to enter to the city on the first day walk. Then he cried out and said, yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown. Now, I assume many of you know the story. If someone doesn't know the story of the prophet Jonah, it's a short book. You can read it in this afternoon at home and follow if what God put on my heart is from this book and you need it in your life. I've read this book and I wanted to live it. What do I mean by this? In this book, we see many strange things, okay? Some people even believe it shouldn't be in the Bible because it's not true. No, it cannot happen, things like this. How can a big fish come to swallow a man and he stayed there 3 days and three nights and then come alive from it? Yeah, everybody who understands biology will explain us this is impossible. Of course, we know that if God says something, it is true no matter what. But we have other proof about Jonah. In 2 Kings, the second book of Kings, chapter 14, you find him there. If you want to look there, you can find. But the more important argument is even our Lord, Jesus Christ. When he was here, he mentioned prophet Jonah, and not only he spoke about him, that he existed, but he said, we will see this sign of prophet Jonah in his life. Because as Jonah was in the belly of the fish, 3 days and three nights, so he will be buried and stay in the grave for this time. Okay, so I was looking to this book, seeing the biggest miracle happen there when a whole city, whole fortress, whole capital of the Imperium turned to the Lord. I asked myself and I prayed, who wouldn't want to see such a thing in his life? God, if you want to do this, I want to experience it. So I read this book and trying to focus on what is this about. And I saw that this miracle, although it's the central piece of the book, it's a big miracle, it's not all the book. It has 2 chapters before, nothing about miracle, and 1 chapter after. So I asked myself, God, what do you want to tell us through this book? And this is what I think Book of Jonah communicates. It is about God and his servant. God is not working only on the Ninevites people, but he is working on his servant. Now I'm here, I know some of you, and I'm very glad to see you. And I don't know many of you. I see this church growing and I'm glad for that. And we pray that God will give you, make you more strong to grow and have an impact for his kingdom. Not only here, but everywhere in the world. So I think I am here with people who sees themselves as servant of the Lord. Are you? You know, sometimes many Christians believe that they were saved by God, and that's all. But that's not true. God saved us to make us his children and his servants. We are here to work for him. And not only pastors, not only the leadership of the church, that's for every one of us. If you are saved, if you are a child of God, God gave you everything you have, because everything we have comes from the Lord, and he gave us all this to invest in his work, to invest in his ministry, And when he will come, he's the master that will check that we have to give account about everything we did serving him. Now, my question today is, what kind of servant am I? And for you, what servant are you? And looking to three lessons God put on my heart from this book, I want to challenge you. I hope I can encourage you. And when we go home, we go with this very clear in our minds. We are here to serve our God, the God that loves us, the God that invests so much in us, and we have to serve him with all we have, with the best from us. Okay, God and his servant. Three lessons. First lesson, God wants his servant to go where he sends him. Yeah? It looks so obvious, but speaking about Jonah, it didn't happen, right? You know the story. The story starts like this. God comes to his servant and tells him to go to preach his word in Nineveh. And Jonah goes to Nineveh and preach them the word, right? How can a servant of God, when God tells him to go somewhere, to go in the opposite direction? Bad prophet Jonah, right? We can't say it very loud because Holy Spirit is telling us, don't say that very loud, because maybe many times God told you to do some things, to go some places, and you didn't. So Jonah's story is not only Jonah's story. Jonah's story is God's servant story, is our story, is my story, and your story. And it's interesting. It's interesting because you can be a servant of God. Yeah, you are not a sinner who don't know God, who didn't understand the gospel. No. It's normal for that people not to follow, not to listen to God. But we are not that people. God called us. We understood his gospel. We open our hearts. We receive Christ. We are looking in eternity to meet God. And we believe. It's not only a hope. It's a firm belief that when Jesus will come, he will raise up there and we will be in eternity with him. We are his children, God's children. We are his servants. But what do you expect from a servant? To do what his master says. And Jonah and we, sometimes God sent us somewhere, and what he did? He go in the opposite direction. Even he pays for it. It was interesting for me reading the Bible. He went there, buy a ticket, pay a price for going far from God. And Holy Spirit challenged me. How many times we spend money not to come closer to the Lord, but instead of that, going far from God? I remember I was a child and we didn't have television in our home. I didn't like the times. I even didn't like my father that he didn't want. But I was raised and saw in many people's life. And then I bought a television and we buy the biggest screen, yeah? And we spend a lot of time there and listen to many things that makes us go closer to God or sometime far from God. And we are his servants. Sometimes we invest in a lot of education. And education is not a bad thing, but the education has its part. For many people, especially for many children, young people, going to school, learn many bad things that made them go further from their family, from church, depart from God. On our money. It's interesting. Consciously or unconsciously, we can do that. But in this morning, this is the lesson I want every one of us to think about. God likes us, He invests in our lives, but wants us to listen to Him. And when He sends us in a place, we should go. I had a struggle just before coming here because these are not times to travel. With wars and many bad things happen, my family, my wife told me, I don't know if you should go. So Friday before I have to, before the week I had to come, Friday before Wednesday, it was the plane ticket, I checked my passport and it expired. And I worried for 1 second, then I prayed. God, if you want me to go in Texas, help me to solve this problem. If you don't want me to go, be like that. And I felt a peace. And I went, I did what they told me, and I had the passport Monday. I could have Tuesday, but Monday I had it. It was a confirmation for me, for my family, that is in God's plan to come here. And I can't tell you how peaceful and how good it is. I know also how it is to not be in God's time, in God's place. I know. And I think you also know. It's troubling, make us not feel God's peace, God's protection, because we know. Exactly like Jonah. You know, he went there, he tried to sleep, but a big storm came from the Lord. And the boat has started to have problems, and the sailors there wake him up. Everybody, let's call our gods to do something, or we'll die. And maybe you are right now in some troubles because of this. God gave you something to do. God told you to go somewhere, and you don't listen. And you expect some bad things from God who loves us, but see, sometimes this is how God works in His servant life, bringing trouble to put them on track. And I'm thankful to God that He doesn't always like this. Now, if He would die, He would do all the time when we go far, go astray like this, I don't know how our life will be. But in our hearts, many times we feel this. And God is working. God does not stop till He is thrown in the sea and then send the fish and it's thrown out on the ground. And God wants His servant to go where He sends him. And He doesn't stop with Jonah. And in this morning, I tell you, if you are a servant of God, God doesn't stop with you. He really wants you to be a better servant and to listen to Him, to go where He sends you. Maybe Holy Spirit tells some of you right now that you have to go somewhere to work in your family. Maybe you have a relationship to solve. Maybe you did some bad things and you need to go there and solve them. Maybe even He tells you to go more often to the church or more often in other ministry. And you know it. But as Jonah did, as many of us did, some from us made not to listen. And this morning God gracefully come close to you and encourages you, just take the decision and ask for myself to go. But it's more than that. It's not only a physical location. God doesn't always tell us to go somewhere. when we speak about God and the servant, being the servants of God, sometimes God wants us to be in a good relationship with Him. I know from my ministry, many years of ministry, sometimes we come to the church, we are in the right place, but we are not in the right connection with God. Sometimes you are very close to all God's things, but in our hearts, in our lives, we went far from Him. And this is a question not about location, physical location, it's about where is our life, where is our heart. And in this morning, if God's Spirit tells you that you go far from God, can I encourage you to come back? Can I encourage you to look to Jonah's story and see how God worked in his life? And I liked very much how he repented and how the text I've read started. Now, the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time, saying, "And Jonah, arise and went to Nineveh." Can I tell you there is no much important in this world, is not better feeling in your life than to be sure you are in the place where God wants you and in a good connection with Him. If you are not, make from this a priority. God really wants His servant to listen to Him, to go where He sent him, and to have a good connection with Him. And this is, although this may challenges some from time to time, this is something I work in my life all the time when I can, since 1 year when God spoke to me. Second lesson. We come now to the story, and it's very interesting how this miracle, I told you about the miracle, a violent city, Nineveh, turned up to the Lord. And it was possible with Jonah, who entered the city and just speak the Lord of God, the word of God. God wants his servant to speak what he tells him. And this is easy, again, right? It's easy till you start to think more about it. Yeah? First to the miracle. Yeah, it's impressive for me. Then in a city where 120,000 people lived, very big city in those times, all of them have their idols, all of them do their things. When they repent, the king asked them, "You should stop the violent things you do." Okay, a violent city, and a preacher. He comes, and the city is 3 days' walk. He went only one. And in this, he sent a message. He showed. What's the message? The message is, 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown. And they all, because of the word of God, change their lives, come to repentance. You wouldn't expect. In fact, some theologians believe that's not the message God told Jonah to tell. It's just the shortest version of it. It doesn't include the sins of the people. It doesn't include that they can do something to change the outcome. It doesn't include even something about God. But how interesting. How much power God's word have. Just part of it, shouted in their city, brings all this city to God. Of course, it's an exception. It would be nice to be like this every time. It would be nice all the time when you go to speak the word of God with others, they have this response. But you know, our job is not the response. Our job as servants is to deliver the message. And if you are God's servant, this is what God has for you. God wants his servant to speak what he tells him. And I look to my life, and I look to the times we share, and many times we face situations we are not prepared or we are not willing to tell what God has to say. Maybe we are afraid. Maybe we think people will not like us anymore. Maybe we think we not solve everything. It will be worse than good. But if we are God's servants, you can imagine this city if God's servants wouldn't go there. All the people will be a second Sodom and Gomorrah. That's what God decided. But in the same time, God sends his servant. I don't know your family. Maybe it's much worse than I can imagine. I don't know your school, the place where you work. I don't know many bad things that happen around you, in your environment. But can I tell you today that if you are God's servant, God purposefully put you there and counts on you to share, to say his word. We live in a world, and we blame it very much, that this world goes so far from the Lord. But how many times is not their guilt, and we are guilty for that? Because in many situations, when we should say, God doesn't approve this, God doesn't want this, this is how God thinks, this is how what God wants, we didn't. We expect miracles, and miracles happen. But happen when God's servants go where he sends them and speak what he tells them. Can I ask you in this morning, what's the subject from the Bible that you can't speak of? Maybe it's not the same subject for all of us, but there are subjects very clear in the Bible and we don't teach on them. I don't mean from pulpit. Here it's easy. You know, God didn't call us to be the light of the church. Be the light of the church, it's easy. But instead, Jesus asked his disciples to be the light of the world. And where it's so much darkness, God works there, but works through me and works through you. Jonah didn't want to come to Nineveh because he hated them. It's not written in the first chapter when he go far. It's written in the fourth chapter when he speak with God. I'll get to that point. But he said, I wanted you will forgive them, and I didn't want you to forgive them. It's strange. But doesn't matter. We are in the same situation. And it doesn't matter how reasons we have, how are our reasons. If we don't say God's word all around where we go, we don't serve him faithfully. I know it's hard and sometimes even scary. But you can put God to the test. You can change your heart right now and say, God, you spoke to me today about few places where I have to go. Please encourage me and help me to decide, to prepare, and to go. God, you spoke to me today about some things I didn't say. I was coward, I was afraid, but please encourage me and give me the power to say. Now here is very important one thing. We shouldn't speak with proud. There are many people's mistake is not they don't speak the word, but is how they speak the word. And the Bible is very clear how we have to do it in the church, and this applies also how we have to speak God's word outside the church. And say, we have to speak the word of God, the truth, in love. Okay? When we are humble and speak the word of the Lord in love, many miracles happen. Many miracles happen. Your family can be changed. Your neighbors can be changed. Your colleagues can be changed. Many people can come to the Lord if we are the good servants of God. If we understand when God sends us somewhere, we say, yes, Lord, we go, help us. And if he tells us, this is what I think, this is what I prefer, we have to speak for him. Who else will speak from God, for God in this world? He called us to do this. But truth without love doesn't work. Love without truth, you know too much, doesn't work. But God's truth with God's love in God's people make miracles. And I ask you, I encourage you, I challenge you, maybe many of us need to repent in this morning. Because Holy Spirit shows us exactly where and when we had to say God's word and we didn't. And we have to pray for this with fast to be encouraged, to be strong, and to be able to be servants like Jonah is here in the third chapter. I'm really impressed. He didn't say a good message. Can you believe that? People change after a very bad message because there is a lot of power in God's word. If it's God's word and we lovingly share, he shared even unlovingly, hatefully, but all that people came back, repented, and a big revival. Now, this is the second lesson. Now, that was most interesting part from the book of Jonah for me. Everything is done. Why do we need the fourth chapter? Huh? God's servant didn't want to go. God made some things, incredible things. Yeah, but made and put him on the right path. He went. All the people hear the message. They come to the Lord. The king, all the people get clothed in sack. I don't know the English words very well, but sign of repentance. Big repentance. And they cry out to the Lord, and Lord changes what he said he will do. What else can be? No, but we have a fourth chapter. Very interesting one. With something we think it shouldn't be in the Bible. What happens? Happens because God, I told you, doesn't work only to save Ninevites. God is working in his servant life. And third lesson, that was the hardest for me, is God wants his servant to feel what he himself feels. Sometimes we go where God sends us, and it's very good. But for God, it's not enough. Sometimes we say what God told us to say, and it's very good. And miracles can happen. But for God, is not enough. He doesn't want only his will to happen in other people's life. He wants us, he wants Jonah, he wants his servant be like him. And this includes how we feel. Chapter 4 is very interesting. It has a lot of words about feelings. But it displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he became angry. And Lord come to him and speak with him, and he say, even accuses God, I knew you are very gracious and merciful God. Then God is doing something interesting. After he asked him, is it right to be angry? God make a gift for Jonah. And he is there to see what happened, what will happen to the city. And God prepared a plant. And the Lord prepared a plant and made it come up over Jonah, that is, it may be shade for his head to deliver him from his misery. Now look to these words. So Jonah was very grateful for the plant. Can you see God working in your life, making a plant overnight? Probably some of us prayed a prayer like this. God, is so hot here. I need some shade. Can you do something like this for me too? If someone prayed a prayer like this and God listened to you, please tell me. You have to teach me how you did it. I don't think God generally does this thing, but the Bible tells us he did it once. And then God sends a worm. But as morning dawned the next day, God prepared a worm, and it so damaged the plant that it withered. What is God doing? Playing with Jonah? No, God wants to work on the most important part of his servant, which is the heart. Jonah did what God told him to do, but he has no peace with God. He has no peace with people that were saved. They were his enemy. He would like better to go back to their deeds and bring the judgment of God for them, over them. And God knows it's a good thing he saved the city, but now it's time to save his servant. And gives him this good thing that make him feel good. And then he takes it from him and makes him feel bad. And speak with him, asking him, is it right to get angry? Is it right to get very happy because you have a plant? You didn't plant it, you just enjoyed it. Is it right to get angry because it's not there anymore? So you can have all these feelings, good and bad feelings, and I cannot have my feelings for the people I created. This hit me like a train. I did God's word for many years. But sometimes with bad emotions. Angry on people, angry on God. And through this book, God calling me to repent. I'm not happy with the ministry being now. I'm glad about it. In fact, everything we do with his help. Jesus told us very clear, we cannot do anything spiritually, eternally, without him. And I knew that. I counted on him. But God wasn't happy. God is happy when we serve him and feels like him. And that's when I asked myself, first time, God, what do you feel for my people? And started to pray, God, I want to feel like you. I don't know when is the last time when you thought about feelings in our life. I started to study and I found a saying. When I heard it for the first time, I wasn't sure it's true. But as I go through life, see my life, other people's life, I'm convinced it's true. He said, it says like this. We are not rational people that sometimes feel. We are feeling people that sometimes think. You can think about it. Yeah. If you exaggerate it, yeah, finally you see that not all emotions are good, not all emotions have to be followed, of course, and you think, I encourage the people led by emotions. I don't encourage the people led by emotions. I just say that emotions are a bigger trigger in our lives than reason. God gave us capacity to take decision, a will. God gave us capacity to think with our minds. And some people think very well, and some people not very well. But God gave us emotions. And it's interesting, sometimes people that think too much are worse with emotions. I don't know what to say about Jonah, but this was a big challenge for me. And I want to challenge you today. What would God say about your heart? About how you feel, about things, about life, about Himself, about the ministry you do, about your service? Are you happy and see the things and feel the things like God? You know, God showed us something it's almost impossible for us. In fact, is impossible for us through our strength. God told us that we have to love our enemies. He doesn't want to love our enemies, so He said, I gave you something difficult to do. Let's see if you can do. No. He told us, love your enemies because He loves His enemies. God loves you. And He loves you now that you are His child, but He loved you even when you weren't. And the Bible said that was when we were enemies of God. And there are many people around us that are enemies of God, but God loves them. And He wants us to do service for Him, feeling like Him, asking Him through His power to heal our hearts, to make us love His enemies. Even this means to love our enemies. But when we do this, then, and only then, we show the Lord, we show God. I don't know how you stay with your emotions, but can I encourage you in this morning to be a better servant? To think about what God wants from you, where you can have an impact for Him. The life goes so easy. I think yesterday I was 20. And you also, probably. And the young people think they will live forever. Because 50 or 60 is far away. It's not that far. It will come tomorrow. But we are not living in this world only. Here God gave us a time to prepare. And if someone is here and didn't understand much from this message because he has no relationship with God, he didn't understand God's love, he needs to come to the Lord. He wants to save all of us. He wants to transform, make us new creatures, and make us His servants. after he saved us, he entrusts us a lot of things to do. I said in the first service that many people believe we are free. And yes, by the grace of God, we are free from Satan's bindings. Many people are still bound by Satan with many things. But the good news is Jesus came here to deliver us from all of this. We are free in his name. By the grace of God, through the sacrifice of Christ, by the power of the word, and through the power of Holy Spirit, if someone is in this morning bound by Satan, through your faith, if you ask Jesus, he will make you free. The truth will set us free. We don't have to live in bondage to all Satan's schemes. There is a power in the gospel, and this is a message, good message, for everyone who needs salvation. God has it for you. He can give it to you. You just speak with Pastor Dan or leadership of the church and see how this works in your life. Even if you don't believe it's possible because every word Jesus said, every word God told us, it's true and it will happen. But after this salvation, we have to balance this. We are free from all Satan's schemes, but we are not free at all. People desire freedom to do whatever they want. But the Bible tells us we are also slaves. You are either slave of Satan, but if Jesus brought you out from there, he gave you everything you need to be his slave, his servant. We are either righteousness servant or unrighteousness servant. We are the slave of the things that lords over us. Jesus said, nobody can serve two masters. And that's true. Either him or Satan, either God or Mammon. We can choose whom we serve, but we cannot choose not to serve any. Can I challenge you and encourage you to be God's servant? There are too many in this world people who don't serve God. Why would you be in that part? What's the life of the people who don't serve God? What's the end of it? We all know. And if you don't know, find it in the Bible. But if you decide to be a servant of God, yes, we all have a lot of issues. A lot of things happen to us. A lot of presupposition. Sometimes we are judging on other people. Sometimes we are very controlling, wanting things go as we want. Who is with us? It's good. There are good people who believe other things than us. They are bad people. How does God feel about all this? And if God challenges you to search your heart and ask him to come and have a special time and to put your heart in order, I'll go home very happy that I listened to God and I went where he sent me and I told what he told me to do, tell you, and I did it from a clean heart. I pray that God encourages and challenges every one of you. Think about Jonah and don't be like him. Or how does the book end? Nobody knows. But theologians believe the book of Jonah was written by Jonah after he understood that his anger is not a good thing, that God is in control and he's a compassionate God and he loves all the people, he changed his heart. And because he changed his heart, he repented, he wrote the book. It's his testimony. If you believe this is the case, yeah, be like Jonah. But not like Jonah before, but like Jonah after. And if it's very hard, if it takes a while, if you need help, ask for help. To ask for help is not a bad thing. To ask for help, it's a courage. It means courage. It means you are serious. Ask from help, for help from God and ask for help from spiritual people. They can help you to become a better servant of the Lord. Amen.
We hope you've been inspired and blessed by the truths of God's Word shared today. At Faith Bible Church, we believe that all Christians should actively participate in the local church. It is in the community of believers where we grow in faith, encourage one another, and serve God together. We invite you to visit and hopefully become a part of our Faith Bible Church family. You'll find a welcoming and nurturing environment to help you grow in your relationship with Christ. Our address, service times, and more information can be found on our website, brazosfaith.org. Thank you again for joining us in this meaningful journey through God's Word.